Be'ez Hashem Yisbo'ch, we begin Perek Shlishi, the third chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Tumah Tzaras, and the laws of impurity of a Tzaras, and the Sefer Torah in the Book of Purity, which in this Perek, we continue the theme of the previous two Perokim, which we mentioned in Perek Aleph, that there's the actual Nega, there's four shades of the Nega of Tzaras. Then, that's just the starting point. Then it has to develop signs of impurity, which in Perek Aleph, the Rambam described three different types. In Perek Beis, we discuss one of those types, which is two white hairs. In this Perek, the Rambam discusses the second type, that of the michya, of the healthy flesh that's inside the negev tzaras as an identifying feature that makes the tummy. As Rambam gives halacha regarding the measurement of this michya. So in ha-michya, which is healthy flesh within this unhealthy flesh of the baharis, it's not going to be considered as a simet tumah, as a sign of tumah. At shetiyah ka'adoshim rubas, until it's a like that of a squared lentil. Oh, yes, sir, I'll say, or more than that. Now, Bakamashir, what's the measurement of a squared lentil? Is the tzimichas arbasaris is the size of where four hairs could sprout. Shtaim oirich or shtaim reichiv. It's two hairs squared, two hairs in the length, two hairs in the width. That's the area of four hairs. That's the size of the healthy flesh within the baharis that would be a sign of tumah. Now, buhu and that is shetia michya be'emtza baharis. Here it has to be that the michya is in the middle of the baharis, unlike that of the two white hairs that we spoke about, has to be inside, but not necessarily in the middle. It can be in, even on the perimeter, just not outside. Here the mechia has to be inside the beheres, and the beheres makefas oisim mikol tzad. You need to have that the beheres, the nega, surrounds the mechia, the healthy flesh, from all sides. Moreover, the yisera ala mechia has to actually be, there has to be an edge that's the excess on the healthy flesh has to be roichev, a margin of shtei saros hayaser, at least two hairs or more that has to be surrounding from the nega over that of the michya of the healthy flesh. Now, avalim hoisa michya b'tzad beharis, but if let's say the healthy flesh was on the side of the beharis, even though it's in it, but on the side of it, on the edge, in the simetumah, that's like we could say it as a sign of tumah, again, unlike that of the two white hairs we spoke about in the previous parak. Now, let's say hoisa mufizeris, let's say the healthy flesh was scattered. For example, let's say there was basar chai, there was healthy flesh, kechardel, like the size of a mustard seed. But mokam zeh, a little bit in this place, the basar chai kechardel, mokam achar, a little bit healthy flesh inside the nega, the size of a mustard in another place. Afa pisha kol be'emtza beheres, although it's all inside the beheres, which we actually said regarding the two white hairs, that would work even though they're scattered. Regarding the michya, einam and star from the kadosha, they're not going to combine for the measurement of the size of a lentil. At sheyib mokam echad, until it's in one place. Be'emtza beheres, in middle of the beheres. Kadosha menubasa yasser, which also had a different measurement, that of the white hairs of its space, that has to be like the size of a squared lentil or more than that. Now, halacha beis, the healthy flesh contaminates whatever shade it looks like. Whether the shade of the healthy flesh was red, or shachar, or black, or lavan, or white, as many people's healthy skin is. But as long as it's not one of the four shades of the appearance of the nega itself, which obviously then would be nega, it would be beheres, it wouldn't be michya, as long as not that, it's considered healthy flesh. And then that will qualify actually as a sign of tumah if it's inside the beheres. Now, halacha gimel qualifies the place of the michya. So in the michya siman tumah. So the healthy flesh is not considered a sign of tumah of the nega, achatiya begufish of beheres, until it's inside the body of the beheres of the actual nega itself. Ketzer hausos. So Ram illustrates this. Let's say beheres, let's say there was a beheres, shoyse be'emtza, that inside this nega of beheres, there was other entities, and this is what's important, as we said in regard to the white hairs from the previous parak. Let's say there was a shchin, a boil inside the nega, oy michva, or a burn, oy michya, or let's say the healed flesh of either the boil or the burn, oy bayak, which is also not considered as part of the nega because it's too dark of a color, or vahamichya, and now vahamichya. So now you have this healthy flesh that's betoicha shchin. So it's inside the perimeter, but not in the actual nega itself. It's in the boil, or betecha michva, or in the burn, or betecha michyasin, or inside the healthy flesh of the boil or the burn, or betecha boik, or it's in the boik. Ava pisha michya be'emtza beheres. So technically, the michya, the healthy flesh, is inside the nega of the tzeras. Eina siman tumah. It's not going to be a sign of tumah. Neshi betecha shchin, because it's inside. Yes, it's in the perimeter of that, but what's it actually in of? It's in the boil, oya michva, or the burn, or betecha boik, or inside this boyak, oy michyasin, or the heel flesh of the boil or the burn. And therefore, it's not going to qualify as a siman tumah. Chain so too, let's say Mhikif Hashchin Esmechiasi, or the Gersa actually has to be, if let's say the boil, and this we said similar regarding the white, here's the previous parak, let's say the boil surrounded Oy Mechiasi, or the healed flesh of the boil. The Hamikva Esmechiasi, and the Gersa should be Oy Mechiasi, or if let's say the burn, or its healed flesh, or the Habayak, or the Bayak, either one of these, if they surrounded a Samichya, the healthy flesh. Oy, or Shenismach Echad Mehem, La Michya Mitzida, or one of them is nearby to the healthy flesh on its side. Oy, or similarly, a different case, Shacholak Echad Mehem Esamichya, V'nichnas L'Toycha, one of them divided the healthy flesh and they went inside of the healthy flesh. So, Ein Nesim and Tumah. Any one of these cases is not going to be a sign of Tumah. And the reason for that is because it's not uniformly inside the nega, either because it's being divided or because something is touching it. It has to be surrounded with a margin of the nega on all sides, and it has to be inside the nega itself. So it's like a beharis of a nega that does not have an identifying feature of tumah. And the yasker, so you're not going to make a tumah, you're just going to put him into quarantine. Now let's say hochul emashchin, but let's say the boil disappears. Oy hamichva, or the burn, oy habayik, or the bayik, shari tachas hamichva, that was beneath the michva, like we said, when it's not going to be tummy because it's actually on the boil and not in the baharis itself. Let's say that disappears, that's beneath the healthy flesh. Oy shari betzido, let's say the other case where it was on the side of it, oy shari makifin, or it was surrounding it, oy shari nechonos l'teich, or went into it, and then they disappeared. Oh, v'nimtzis, now it comes out hamichya levada, now there's only the healthy flesh by itself, that's now betoich habaharis, that's within the nega, B'sev Shavu Rishon, at the end of the first week of quarantine, B'sev Shavu Sheni, or at the end of the second week of quarantine, okay, he's going to be confirmed as a Tameh Mitzayra, because that's what you have. You have the Baharis with the healthy flesh, with the Simitumah. But if they never disappeared, this Shchin or Michvo, all these cases, then Yiftah, then you let him go after the second week, because it never developed a Michya, because although there's a Michya, but it didn't qualify with Halacha of Michya. Halacha Dalet. HaMichya, this healthy flesh, is siman tumah la'olam, is always considered as a sign of tumah, meaning we're coming to contrast to the white hairs, which we said the baharis has to come before the white hairs. Here, it does not have that qualification. Bein shekadma michya as a baharis, whether the healthy flesh was there before the baharis, bein shekadma baharis as a michya, whether the white stain on the body came before the healthy flesh, doesn't make a difference. Levish lo nemaba doesn't say, like it says by the white hairs, v'hi hafcha, that the baharis goes and turns it into healthy flesh. And as the Rambam clarifies, he says, this that it says in the Torah Vayikra, Vehi Hafcha Seir Lav, and that it turned it into the white hairs, which was the pasuk we brought in the previous parak, which we showed that the baharis has to be before the white hairs. And then it says, Umichis Basur Chai Bas Eis, and that you have the healthy flesh in the Seis, in the Nega. So, in the Tzarech L'Shnehen, you don't need both of them, L'Seir L'Michya, meaning to become a Siman of Tumah, you don't need both the white hairs and the healthy flesh. Either one of them is a sign of tumah. And b'lei nemer say a love and ima michya. So why do we put in the pasuk over here when we're talking about that it was a nega and then it develops white hairs and the healthy flesh? Why are we putting the white hairs love and ima michya with the healthy flesh? Elit and shir la michya. We're only doing it so that we give you a measurement for the healthy flesh. Shatiya k'dei l'kabel say a love and that it is the measurement of how much are the two white hairs. Shur shtei saris, which are two hairs. That's the measurement of the michya, which we said is those two hairs, the squared, that's therefore we put them near each other, but not actually to say that you need both. Either one of them is going to be a siman of tumah. Halacha hey, baharis kegris mitzumtzum. If a person has a baharis, that's exactly a shiva gris, that's the minimum size that the nega could be. Ubemtza, and in its middle, is michya, is a healthy piece of flesh. Kadasha mitzumtzum is exactly the size of a lentil, which is the minimum shear of being the sign of a michya, okay, or is a mukhlit, is confirmed as a mitzar, because you have exactly the measurements of the nega and of the simatuma. But let's say nismata beheres, but let's say the beheres now got a little bit diminished, which that's the nega, the white skin, or the healthy flesh, which is inside, which is the simatuma, that diminished a little bit, well then tar, it's going to be tar. Now, when the beheres gets smaller, it doesn't have a gris. If the michya gets smaller, it doesn't have a size of a lentil. And what the Rambam is coming to tell us is that even though that essentially the beheres is expanding, when the michya is getting smaller, that cannot contaminate for a different sign of tumah, not that of michya, but that of pisyon, of expansion, because expansion does not contaminate when it goes inward, only if it goes outwards. So therefore, that's what the Chiddush Rambam is going to tell us, that it's still going to be tahar. It's not going to be considered tumah for that of the baharis expanding. Same thing applies if, let's say, the healthy flesh expands within this Beharis. Tar, that's also going to actually make the nega tar. Why? Because she'en ha-beharis matam be-michya, because the Beharis, the nega, cannot be matam be-michya with the healthy flesh inside of it. Ad sheti, until there's going to be, as we explained at the beginning of this parag, that yisera al-michya, only if you have from the nega, from the white, more than, we have a margin more than the michya, than the healthy flesh, of rechiv shtei sa'ars makal tzad, of a width of two hairs on either side. Now, since we're saying that the Beharis is exactly a gris, which is, as we said in Perek Aleph, 6 by 6 hairs, 36 altogether, now the lentil in the middle takes up a space of two hairs. So if it's going to expand, you're not going to be left with two hairs on either side, because that's 2, 2, 2. That's 2 times 3 is 6. That's, you have to have 6 by 6. And but if the 2, which is the lentil, gets bigger, you don't have any more margin of 2 on either side. So it's actually going to disqualify from being a neg. It's actually going to make it tahar if the michya expands. Again, if it's exactly the case that we're describing. Now, haisa michya p'chus mikadosha. Let's say the healthy flesh was less than the size of a lentil. Then v'ruav sa michya, and then the healthy flesh expands. Achinas kadosha, and it became the size of a lentil. Oh, then hariza muchlad. Then it's going to be confirmed as a mitzvah, because now he developed the sign of tumah of the healthy flesh, because now it's exactly the 6 by 6 of the nega, and you have the 2 by 2 of the michya in the middle. Now nismata hamicha mimasha haisa. Let's say the healthy flesh diminished from what it was, or even if it disappears. In other words, what that essentially means, what do you mean disappears? Because the nega enters into the space of where the healthy flesh was and diminishes it or takes up its whole space. Then hariza kumisha haisa, then it's going to be as it always was, and the inkan simatuma, and it's not going to be a sign of tuma, which we're going to just put him into quarantine. And essentially, like we said before, well, okay, so there's no mamichya, so you cannot be confirmed, but why isn't the tuma because of expansion? Because like we said, expansion doesn't work inwards. The tuma of the nega, of making him a simatuma of expansion, only when it expands outwards, and he was going inwards. Halach above. Beharis is seir mikagris. Okay, but let's say it wasn't exact. Let's say the Beharis, the nega, was more than the size of a bean. Uva michya yiseir mikadosha, and inside of it, it was healthy flesh more than the size of a lentil. And then the rabo ish nismatu, then it got bigger or got less. Oh, then tummy, it's going to be tummy. Ubavachli smite Beharis mikagris. As long as the Beharis does not get less than a gris, but the smite hamichya mikadosha, and that the healthy flesh does not get less than the size of a lentil. So then, whichever one, bigger or small, doesn't make it, it's going to be tummy, because you have both qualifiers. You have the Beharis and you have the Tzimintuma of the healthy flesh. And B'lei Tikr of HaMichya, additional qualifications, as we mentioned, is B'lei Tikr of HaMichya L'Sef HaBeharis. Neither can you have the healthy flesh get close to the edge of the Beharis, but Pachas Mekadei Tzmichas Tesaris, less than the space of where two hairs could sprout. Kamesh Brown, like we explained in this parak, that's also a qualification that has to be in the middle and not at the edge. Halacha Zayin. Beharis Kegris. Let's say you have a Beharis like the size exactly of a bean. And you have healthy flesh, the size of a lentil, or yasar, or more than that. That's makifa mibachutz, that actually surrounds the beharis beyond, outside of it. But then, ubeharis shniya, then you have a second stain of white, that's makefes as a basachai, that surrounds the healthy flesh. So the halacha is as follows. Hari habeharis hapenim is lahaskir. So the inner beharis, that if you qualify that on its own, that would be for quarantine. Because it doesn't have a simatuma, because the healthy flesh that's around it, it wouldn't qualify as a simatuma, because it has to be inside of it, not outside of it. But the outer baharis, which there's three concentric circles over here, the outer one is lahachlet, is to be confirmed, because it has the michi inside of it, and this baharis is surrounding it. Now, nismayt habasa chay shabenem, let's say the healthy flesh that's in the middle, it's the middle circle, got diminished to less than the measurement of it has to be, less than the size of a lentil. Oy shahalach kula, or it totally disappeared. So bein shahayu mismayt v'kala mibifnim, whether it was diminishing and disappearing from in the inside, or bein shahayu mismayt v'kala, whether it was getting less from the outside, whichever beharis from inside of it or outside of it was eating away at it, doesn't make a difference. Harishtein ke beharis achas. So now, both of them ultimately, now that the healthy flesh has disappeared, it's all like one beharis, she'en basim tumah, that does not have a sign of tumah. And as we said, the fact that it expanded is not going to be a sign of tumah, because the expansion went into the healthy flesh, and it doesn't work. Expansion has to be into healthy flesh, meaning not into the michya, but actually into the rest of the skin. Here it was going inward, or it was expanding into a michya, that wouldn't qualify for halacha of expansion to make it as tameh. Halacha ches. Beheres, if you had this nega, shahisa beresh evim in avam, that was at the tip of one of a person's limbs, organs. And the healthy flesh, that would be a sign of tumah, was in the middle of the nega, at the tip of that limb. So ain't a siman tumah. Although it has all the qualifiers, won't be a sign of tumah. And the reason for this is another halacha, because the healthy flesh is separating the nega. Why is it separating? Because if a nimtzik comes out, if you look at the nega, and you have the michya on the tip of that, so it comes out that you almost see the nega as two separate neglaim. Because since at a point of a limb, you have some of it sloping down on one side, you have some of it sloping down on the other side. So imagine a finger. The tip of the finger has the michya, and the nega goes on either side of the finger, but it's almost like two separate neglaim because the michya is separating it by the tip, and now you see each one as a separate thing on either side of the finger. Now, the problem with that is because the Kohen will see it. What do you mean, he'll see it like a singular entity? He'll see the whole nega as if it's one. And now you don't see it as one, you see it as two. Therefore, it's actually not going to make it as a tame nega. And these are considered the tips of limbs that therefore will not contaminate with a mechia if it's there and the tip separating it. You have Roshe Etzpoisi Damarik Laim. You have the tips of all the 10 fingers and the 10 toes of the feet. Roshe is Naim. You have the tips of the ears. Roshe Achaitim, the tip of the nose. Roshe Atar, the tip of the male organ. Roshe Dadin Shalish, the tips of the nipples of a woman's breast. Now, Roshe Dadin Shalish, but regarding the tip of a male's breast, via bolis, or that of warts, or Vadildulin, or that of blisters, so those things don't have such a shape that would make it separated, sloping in different angles, because not such a slope, mitam b'michya, they will contaminate with the michya in the middle. Now, lachates, however, v'chol roshe yavarim elu, now, however, all these, the tips of these organs, of these digits that we describe, if shahayim mekayim yoshiv kegris, but if, let's say, there was a spot over there, that was actually flat, like this measurement of the size of a gris, which is the measurement for the nega, and the michi is inside of that, then metame the gum, then actually will contaminate with a nega. It's only avalim hoya gulin. It's only if it was round. Kuroi b'riyas b'ni adam, like most creatures of the human being, which then turn, then it's going to be tar. Ketzer, how so? It's like we said. If let's say there's a beheres kegris, b'roish chotmai, you have a nega, the size of a gris, but it's on the tip of the nose. A b'roish etzboi, or the tip of the finger, and it's shafes eilich ve'eilich, and now it's sloping on either side, as these organs are these digits normally are, and you have the michya now that's separating, because the michya is on the total tip, like a mountain, where you have that on the top, and now you have it separating, then tar, then it's vitar. Shemekh is like we said, it says in the pasuk, but oh, the Kohen will see it, and see it all as one. But if let's say the person's nose is very flat, and then even you'll be able to have a nega of a gris with the michya inside of it, and you'll see it all at once, then there will be tameh. But generally, these evarim are not like that, and therefore it actually will be tahar, because it won't qualify for the Ohakrein.